Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, Mombela and Polokwane peaking today at 19 degrees, Johannesburg 17.
Slow moving traffic on the N1 through Devland. That's a crash at the Golden Highway, and also on the M2 Crown Interchange. You can expect delays towards Main Reef Road.
Limpopo Premier Popi Ramatupa is urging all individuals entrusted with the oversight of initiation schools to exercise the utmost vigilance. Two deaths have been recorded in the province since the start of the winter initiation season. The provincial government believes that one of the contributing factors to fatalities and injuries during this customary initiation is the continued operation of illegal schools. Here's the Premier spokesperson, T. Vuyelamuava.
The second tragedy occurred in the Mopane district, where a 12-year-old boy was a victim of an accidental fire that broke out in the camp last week. Despite receiving treatments in hospital in both Mopane and Gauteng, he succumbed to his injuries on Tuesday. Any incident resulting in such fatalities will be thoroughly investigated to determine the underlying causes.
South Africa risks slipping into a permanent cycle of stagnation. That warning comes from the Deputy Finance Minister, Asher Surapin. He says this could be avoided unless bold reforms are urgently pursued. He also referenced findings from the ISS South Africa's future reports.
If we continue as we are without decisive changes, our economy will continue to grow at a very low pace. Inequality will deepen, unemployment will become entrenched, poverty will persist, and future South Africans will inherit a state too constrained to serve them and too fragmented to change.
The 30% US tariff decision is not good news for the South African economy, and its potential negative economic impact could not be underestimated. This is according to Northwest University Business School economist Professor Raymond Parsons. He says the global reality is that the aggressive US tariff policy is creating a fragmented world trading system.
We must seek not only to reach an accommodation with the United States about our future investment and trade relations, but also vigorously both the government and the private sector to identify over time the alternative markets that will help to soften the impact of South Africa's future trade relations with various parts of the world.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has since instructed the government trade negotiations team to urgently engage with the US base on the framework deal that South Africa submitted to America back in May. To Cape Town now, where the 2024 and 2025 cruise season has closed on a high with 83 ship calls, 11 of them inaugural visits. Passenger and crew numbers also rose by 16%. The season contributed 1.3 billion rand to the local economy and supported over 2,000 jobs. And finally, toy maker Mattel has launched its first Barbie with type 1 diabetes in a bid to foster a greater sense of inclusion and empathy among children. The new doll wears a small device that continuously measures her blood sugar. She also has a phone that displays an app to help track her blood sugar levels. I'm Chanel September, back with Mornings Afrikaans at 11.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Tell the promoter we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. This 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking.